Last week, we spoke about the midah of Avram, u'matzoses levovo inemo lefonecho. That was the nisoyin, the lashon of Rashi. We started the lashon of Rashi by the nisoyin of going down to the Mitzrayim by Yirov Ba'aretz, whether he'll be maharher, whether in his heart he'll complain and think about that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to come to Eretz Yisrael, that something wasn't the most perfect way it should be. And the godless and the mile of Avram was that his heart was shalim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matzoses levovoi, the pasuk says, Nemon lefanecha. Avram's heart was shalim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find over here, by the Akedah, in this week's parasha, there's many different nekudas to be mizbarim in that keda. I want to emphasize, to point out that we should notice weiter this midah by Avram Avinu. There is the midah by the keda of a tremendous ahava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was goiver on the natural ahava that he had to Yitzchak, so to speak. But I mean, so to speak, because of course it wasn't Ms. Gabri. He had the tremendous Ahava to Yitzchak, but Adarav, with the Ahava to Yitzchak, he wasn't Chaysech. L'chasach tazbin chaysechit chomimeni. And we find more than that. Avram Avinu was Ta'iv, and he was Mishtoikek to do the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Lashon, of the davening that we say every morning in Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu, Zocheinu v'Zikaron Tov Lefanecha, Pokeinu Kodesh Yishuv Yishuv Rachmim, that's based on the same lashon atfila that we have in the Zechronis on Rosh Hashanah. You have a lashon of the Rotzo Lasos Ritzonecha. The Gazu Avram that he yearned, he wanted to do the Rotzon of Hashem. He was mishtoikek to be mekayim, to fulfill the rotzen of Hashem. He wasn't hoping that maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu would change his mind, so to speak, or maybe Yitzchak would become posel for a korban and Yitzchak will survive. He wasn't looking for a way out. As much as he loved Yitzchak, and as much as he knew that his whole hemshech is Yitzchak, his whole life he was mishtoikek for a ben, and this was his only ben that he'll be able to see a continuity properly from. And he knew that that's his only chance. Rotzo lasos ritzonecha. It was mishtoikek lasos ritzonecha. Ad kedi kach that the Netziv says on the kefil haloshon of Avram, Avram, vayomer hineini. So the Netziv has, when there's a kefil, explains by the kefil loshon, what was the kefil loshon? He writes, "Basher Avram shakuha b'hislahavus hamaisa." Avram was so shakuha in hislahavus of the action to shecht Yitzchak, b'hispashtus koiches hachushim kimat. The kimat his koiches hachushim, his physical senses weren't properly working. Alken hutzrach lahamidoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to hold him back. B'kol margiz at yoshuv lishmoya, in order to be able, so to speak, to get his attention, because he was so focused b'his lahavus ha-maise, to do the maise. That's lashon. We have v'rotzo lasis ritzonecho, a tremendous rotzo. Nothing was able to hold him back. The 3 days of the sotan holding him, it was only b'yom ha-shlishi, and the medrash is very marach here on the whole Halach Yelech, how it took him 3 days. The Sultan, with all of the Kuvim, Avram Avinu was doing his best and he wouldn't hold himself back. Medrash says, Nochmer, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, he added, Valtas le'mu'umo. We have a kefa loshen. Atishlach yodcho lanar valtas leimuuma. What's the key for Loshen? That when he said Atishlach yodcho lanar, Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least could I be moitzi mevenu dam? If not to shecht him, could I at least be makriv him to take out blood, to draw blood from him, to give him a petza, and to take out blood lechvoidcho? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, valtas leimuuma, don't do anything to him. Weiter. Er ist Teukikus für Rotzen Hashem, not looking for a way out. Now then, Tziv also points out over here, very interesting daher, that the Pasuk continues and says, Ki ato yodati, ki yirei Elohim ato, lechasachte es bincho es yechidcho mimeni. I now know, ki ato, with an ayin, means, it is now that it is known to me that Yirei Elohim Ato, that you're Yirei Hashem. Now, obviously, the obvious question here, Ato Yodati, Avram had to prove himself Ki Yirei Elohim Ato, and his Yirei Shemayim, that he's Yirei the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's been being mefarsim the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's been careful, being medactic in mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the years in such a careful way. What's the Ato Yodati Ki Yirei Elohim Ato? More than that, and it's even adds, what do we see? Yira Shemayim. Avram going to do, we see Yira Shemayim. Mahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the etzim fact that he's going to shecht Yitzchok, what does that show us? The Yir Shemayim Legamrei. Nitziv says you can say in such a thing, when Avraham Avinu has a proper recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control of the world. So over here, he won't bend himself to go against Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll shecht Yitzchok because he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill both of them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can kill him too. We have such a lashon taka in one of the sliches when we maskid the akedah that Avraham Avinu used the lashon of. I should check it again in sacrifice. B'chol ha'ifen, the netziv tainis this tainit that the etzim thing. If you'll have to get onto this as a proof that Avraham had Yirei Shemayim, it's not a proof legamri in all situations. So Netziv says something very interesting, which is, there's a lot what to learn from. He says that the Yirei Shemayim of Avraham Avinu was expressed over here from the fact that Avraham Avinu didn't question HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all about the Tzivu of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu had held dialogues with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, as we see earlier in the parsha. By Sdoim, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I'm going to turn over Sdoim, I'm going to kill Sdoim. Avraham Avinu begins begging, asking for them, asking for Rachamim. 50 tzaddikim, 45, goes down till he gets to 10, begging and asking. He had held dialogues with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, this is an explicit dialogue we have in our parasha. But he was a Novi. He spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, "Kachnas bincha es yichidcha." He could have turned around and asked Kodesh Baruch Hu, "Hashem, give me another son of Vazvet Zayin. Who's going to be mefarsim your name in the world? You're going to kill Yitzchak." He could have come with a weiter begin asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, "You told me to be Yitzchak Yikarel Chazara." Not chas v'sholom, not to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vas v'tzayim, and asked maybe Rachamim on Yitzchak, etc. Give me a different mitzvah to do. The Yirei Shemayim was, the true Yirei Shemayim is obedience, listening, following down to the finest detail that Tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stoim wasn't a tzivui. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "I'm a chasanim me Avraham Hashem. I'll share with Avraham my anhog of the world." He shared with Avram his hanog of the world. So Kodesh Baruch Hu shared with him. Avram Avinu turned to Kodesh Baruch Hu, asking him, Chalil l'cholas is kadot lo misadikim rosho, vayot sadik hatsadik ha-rosho, asking now Rachamim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Avram Avinu understood that that's the rosho, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should ask Rachamim, which take it is, it was. As we take it, find it was a tiny on Noach that he didn't ask Rachamim. And Chazal are very mishabech Avram for begging for Anshei Sedoim. There was not, because over there was no tzivui involved. The godless of Avram, that when it came to a tzivui, there's no shirking, there's no, even not in a way of knocking it off, there's no questioning, and there's no asking for a change of a tzivui. There's a rotzen to be obedient. Obedience is lav dafke only the mid of ahava, that's the mid of yira. Every bintur we have to work on ourselves. There's two midas. There's the mid of ahava and there's the mid of yira. And as sholem is a person is in one, he's not mushlem as a person, as a oved Hashem, unless he has the shlemus of both. A person can have a tremendous gishmak in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in being dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his spirituality. He's rochak from chait, he's disgusted by chait. He feels repulsed by it, he's not shaykh to chait, and he has his shtekikus for tahara, his shtekikus for kedusha with a tremendous ahava. It's wonderful, it's beautiful, but it's not enough on its own. There's another mid of yira. Yira is absolute surrender, total hachna, no matter what. To rotzon and to tzivui haboyere. Surrender. And there's levels of surrender also in rotzon. Being meshavet a person's rotzon. But that's the mid of yira. Yira is the wanting and the hachno to be mishtabei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that's the way it is. Personally, the concept of this lesson of yira is a midah of being it's a wide midah, but the concept of surrender, I never appreciated the understanding and the feeling of it, I maybe should say, till I never met him. I read the hesped he gave. There's a Ish Tzadik Yisod Olam. What's his name? He lost all of his family, most of his family, in the fire. In the flat, what's his name? Sassoon. That man taught me a lesson which, it's a music I've seen in this forum, but I never understood that. I didn't understand till I read his hespedim and his talks. I mean, the person is a tzaddik yisod olam. The concept of hachno, surrender. He opened up this concept to me. He's being mekabel the rotzen haboyre, the gzeira. He was total surrender to rotzen Hashem. So he's being mekabel the rotzen. He was his godless is surrendering to rotzen Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him, and accepting it. And when I say accepting it, it's much more than accepting it. It's surrendering to the Ratzon Hashem that is the way it is, and that's the way it should be, and that's what's good, and being mevatel ritzoinai, his own Ratzon, mepnei Ratzon habayirei. That's on the most deepest emotional level of being meshabed his own ritzoinais, surrendering his own will for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Rotzen Hashem hitayos. Surrender. There's no, I can't even translate into Hebrew properly. The word is taka, surrender. surrendering his Ratzon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. Acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon as that is the ideal Ratzon. That is the proper Mahalach. In actions, making that decision of how to act, and being mekabel ol malchus shamayim in action, that's what yira is. The shleimus of yira is to be mishtoikek, not to move a kiyuze from exactly what its tzivui is. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him kachmes binchas yichidcha asher avtes Yitzchok. Even if halachically he can get out of it, even if he'll even be able to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask to get out of it, no. He's surrendering his rotzen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui. If that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to do, that's what he is going to do, and that's what he wants to do. He won't change. The Netziv gives halachic tricks that Avraham Avinu could have even done. Ha'aleihu la'oila. There's a din that Oila has to be a Rotzon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was basically telling Avram, you should be makrivim with a Rotzon to be makrivim. If Avram Avinu wouldn't be machnia his total Rotzon, he wouldn't be able to be carrying the mitzvah of Ha'aleihu la'Oila. Says in the Tziv more, he could have made a mum in Yitzchak. And then he would have been a Baal Mum, it would be possible for an Oila. He could have gotten ways to get out of it, so to speak. He could have firstly, he could have asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get out of it. Or he could have done halachic tricks, so to speak, to get out of it. That's what the shleimus of, in this case, of Yira is. Not just the hava to Rotzon Hashem. That's one nekuda. L'chosach the ki at yudat ki yirei elokim ato is not moving a ki huzeh from the sivu yabayre, from the Rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being mekabel upon himself, ad asof, till the end. As a Bnei Torah, we have to work on ourselves. We have to have both midos. First of all, midah v'hava. A person is not able to properly worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu unless he creates in himself a gishmak, a deep yearning for ruchnias, for kedusha, for tahara, for doing Rotzon Hashem. We have to create in ourselves a disgust, to hate, to tumah. It's all part of the midah v'ahava that we have to work on. And even when someone achieves the gewaldike hishtoikikus and the gewaldike midah v'ahava and everything in its most mushlamdike way, the person has to be mashlam himself also in yira. Yira is kabbalas oil malchus shamayim. Kedas v'chodin, not to deviate a kiyuze from shura sadin, from the halacha, and to be mishtoikik, to be mekayim the rotzon abayri, with recognizing we're humans, we have things which pull us the other way, we have certain chukis which are gashmi and could be not for rotzon abayri, and to be machnia our rotzon to rotzon Hashem. That's a proper yira. That's the mid of yira. That was the shlemus of these nisyonis. The nisyon of the Akedah was atuidati kirei likimato. Firstly, doing it with ahava, with vayashkim avrom baboiker, vayachbosh es chamoiroi, with the zrizos being mizdaris ladovar. That's the mid of ahava. That's not the mid of yira. Vayashkim avrom baboiker, that hashkoma. The zrizus lasis ritzon boiroi, that rotzon lasis ritzon necho, that's the midah of ahava. The shleimus of yira is not to deviate a kihuzeh from the shura sadin, from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him, to be makabel upon himself, that surrender to rotzon Hashem. I want to point out a nekuda by Loit, which is a nekuda to learn from. You find Loit, very interesting individual. Michad Gisa, he was Avram's brother-in-law, his nephew. He was Sarah's brother. He was the son of his brother also. We find he left besides leaving Ur Kasdin with the Mishpacha, they went to Haran together. He made the whole way to Eretz Yisrael together with Avram. Obviously, he wasn't a poshta person. He was a Baal Bris Avram. He was close to Avram. Because of that, that's why he was saved. Now, he wasn't saved from his own zchus, as Rashi brings in the Pasuk, that it's a few times in this week's parasha we have, that he was only saved in the zchus of Avram. Rishonim bring, that's why he didn't have the zchus to save his whole family, because that would not. Loit, we saw in last week's parasha, Vayisa Leitas Einov, he chose Sidoim for the wrong reasons. The Lashon of Nesias Einayim that we had in last week's parasha, Rashi told us, was Lashon of Znus. He saw Sidoim being the society that it was, and he wanted to live there. Now, we don't find that Loit himself was Nichshan Chait, I mean, at least Bemezid to begin with. But we do find the Lashon Chazal that he was Lohut Achar Bumus Shel Arayers. And the Lashon we have in Chazal is Kal Halot Achar Bumus Shel Arayers, Lasoif Machil Noisim Ibsoy, and Lasoif he was Nichshol with his own daughters. Now, what was Lohut Achar Bumus Shel Arayers? Was he Nichshol and Arayers? We don't find he was Nichshol and Arayers on his own accord. He was Lohut Achar Bumus Shel Arayers. What was Lohut Achar Bumus Shel Arayers? So we have in Rashi, he was Choyte with his Einayim. What does it mean? He wanted to be in Sidoim because of the znus that existed in Sidoim. Let's realize the type of midah that this is, and we can find it in ourselves, in our society also, and we have to be very, very careful from it. We have people who are sometimes Yireim v'Shleimim, they themselves are perfectly, totally from Erlach, they're not Nichshal and Znus. It may be even on they'll be careful even on a very special level of what they look at and what they read, etc. But they like to be part of a society, a social group, where Inyoni Znus are Kal Be'enehem. It's hard for them to live, you know, in these from Chanyokish, greasy neighborhoods. They'll have to live, you know, in borderline neighborhoods where there's some goyim too, and yeah, there's some princes as well, and you know, there's part of the this goyish culture going on. Not that that's what they are living, that lifestyle, but they feel more comfortable to live in a society that's more loose in certain areas. To live, you know, in an area that's like a little too from, too erlich, it bothers them. That was the nekud. Loit chose Sidoim, not that he himself, we find, did arayis, but he was loit achar bum l'shel arayis. What do we see? We only find one thing in Chazal that he did. He went to live in a society because of their arayis. There is such a human nature that a person himself, he's not shaykh to chayt, he won't do chayt, but he feels more comfortable in a sviva, which is sviva of chayt. I'll share with you a personal feeling for the Toyeles. When I was a young bacher, I had a chaver. It was a fish that we were quite close chaver, specifically because he came from the States, and we were both American kids in the wrong society growing up over here. So we were quite close. Now, as we both were maturing, he was going his way, I was going my way, there was something about our friendship that I'd something about our relationship, I should say, that there was a nekuda that I was too young at the time to understand, to put my finger on it. Bothered me, but as I was getting older, maturing, I basically broke off from him. And I understood later what was the nekuda that bothered me. He was a frum boy from a very frum family, chashuv ancestry too. He always liked, he had, I'm using this lotion, if I would have confronted him, he would have denied it totally. There was always something in him, always speaking negative, but all about all the priests and all the znus of different groups and of different societies. He knew all the shkotzeratzis and everything wrong going on by this group and by that, and he always knew the most horrific znus stories going on. It was all coming from himself was from an Erlach. I'm just giving you a darkistic point, but which is not so darkest. But he was always noticing all of this stuff. And he was always speaking against it. Now, looking at it years later, looking out what became of him also over the years, but that was an akuda which Lamaise had separated us, and we broke off as we both were maturing and growing in our own ways. He went back to learn in yeshiva. I still became a grace, a knack of grace. She said, but again, I'm sure that this mida continued with him, and way he continues path in life, it's quite clear to me. My understanding as I was maturing then was weiter. That's also a certain level of his karvus to chait. It's to always see the chait, knew the chait, knew people about the chait, but it's also a certain level of involvement. There's different levels of involvement in chait which are sometimes not directly connected to someone doing chait. Loit was on a level, yes, he wanted to be in a society of chaitim. Want to be part of a society of chaitim. Some people find it easier to live in a non-religious neighborhood. You have such people, and that's exactly that tchunas nefesh, to live in a goyish neighborhood. The English boys will forgive me. There's, sometimes in England there's a musi, you know. One of the worst things that could happen is you go to holidays and you bump into a yid. I'm now on holidays. I don't want to meet a Jew. I'm totally from, I'm Erlach, it's all good and fine. For Americans, you can't understand this whole concept. But maybe you could, I don't know. But it's like, not Shaykh. But like, it's this, oh, holidays is ruined. I bumped into another, we didn't see each other, bye. I'm from one trail in Snowdon, the other guy's going on another trail in different Shtetlach in Wales. On Shabbos, we'll walk 2 miles to meet each other with an Erev Tchumin to be able to daven in a minyan. But Ad Kan, nothing more. It also smells from the same Yesod. I want to be a bit, I'm not going to do any chait. Just not in a sviva of Kabbalah's Ul Malchus Shomayim. I still remember, I still remember 30 years ago, Ramat Ashko was much less from then, but it officially also was beginning to become from, like most neighbors in Yerushalayim that changed. Neighbors don't change quickly. It takes 30, 40 years for a neighbor in Yerushalayim to change. I remember we came to live in Sanhedrin Mechevet, this was 1980. I remember there was another family who also came from the States back, they already moved back to the States, but at the same time, I remember them telling, speaking to my parents, I was a little kid, you know, listening too much to adult talk. We found Ramat Eshkol a more appropriate neighbor for us. So if it's like a mixed neighbor, there's more understanding of different cultures, they're moving to Ramat Eshkol. Now, Sanhedrin Mechevet at the time was not the frumy neighbor as much as it is even today. But for some people back then, you know, little, you're not from, I'm totally from, but be part of a culture that's not in Gansen. That's exactly the Nkuda of Loit, and Loit is very criticized. He was Lo Tachar Bumas Shel Arayis. And Basoif, Chazal tell us, why was he Nichshal with his own daughters? It was L'chula B'Shoigeg, because he was that type of person. A person has to have a schus not to be Nichshal even B'Shoigeg in a chait. When a person disassociates himself from chait, he can't be soival chait. He doesn't want to be in a sviv of chait. Kodesh Baruch will save him. He won't be nichshal in chait, even b'shoigeg. But a person who doesn't mind being in a sviva of chet, he enjoys not doing chet nechas v'shalom. He's the shofet. Loit was the shofet of Sidon, right? He always was judging everyone and telling everyone what they're not doing well. And they even want to remind him as shofet. Good. They put him up on the pedestal. You'll be the shofet here in town. But he was able and he liked to be in a sviva of chet. When it came to the mice with his daughters who met Lishem Shemaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't save him. Kadosh Baruch Hu let him slip, let him fall. You like this type of culture? You like this type of behavior? Go. Be part of it. Be nechsha. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. B'shoigig. But he gave it to him. You want it? Take it. This is what you want. This is what your tshuk is. This is what your yearning is for. Have it. We have him for the rest of history in the Torah, which is the Torah's emes for lenetzach nitzachim, the story of Loit Nebach. That's what he got. For what? For wanting to be part of such a culture, such a society. We don't find it was nichshal in anything b'mezin, never. But that was enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, take it. Now we find another very unique thing about Loit. We find in Chazal, Sdoim, we're horrifically corrupt. Horrifically corrupt. In the Medrash over here describes they had laws against strangers, against Orchim. Maybe that doesn't sound so strange nowadays. They were against Tzedakah, that whole policy against Tzedakah, foreigners, you know, that all. And Mamish, they had. The Navi describes Chatas Sdoim as being horrific. Now, there was one person, Amnon, he was a judge, seeing. Making sure in Sidoim that they fixed their way, so to speak. But we find it was Melamed Chusalem Kol HaLaila. We find the Lashon in Rashi. And the Pasuk, they told him, Milach HaPoi, Chasan, Bonecha, Bnoisecha, Hoitz them in Oyer. Take them out of the city with you. So Rashi brings a Medrash HaGadol. What's the Lashon of Milach HaPoi? What's the Lashon of Milach HaPoi? They want to do. They're trying to break down your door in order to do such a horrible act to two people who are orchim in the city. How can you open your mouth to say anything good about them? Shekol halaylo hoyo meilitz aleihem toivois. The whole night he was busy speaking good about the Anshei Sidoim. Till they came, trying to break down the door, to do this horrible maise, v'neida oisam, to the two orchim who were the malachim. He was busy with Melamed Zchus and telling them how wonderful Sidoim and what a great place it is. Again, it's a very unique phenomenon. If we don't live in our times, it would sound a little strange to even be able to say over this Rashi. But you have a certain, you have exactly, you see it Kaseder nowadays also. You have a Matziv. You have people who they themselves are Yireim in their actions, in the sense they are not Nichshal and Chet. But they're part of a society of chaitim, and they're busy being melamed zchus and seeing all the great goodness of the anoshim hachaitim. Being melamed zchus, melamed sanergoria, seeing all the goodness of their actions. Not chas v'sholem, I'm not shaykh. He was a shofet, and he wasn't part of this, of the Hamarin Amchani Taki wasn't a chaita like them. Wasn't the chayit like them, but in his mind, he was part of them. He was being melamed zchus on them. A person has to disassociate himself from a bad chevra, not only in his actions, and not only socially, not to be part of such a chevra, not to live in such a sviva. It's a tremendous tainan light. But more than that, psychologically, not to be part of the chevra. As Rosh Yeshiva always has the phrase, who am I? What am I? A person has to re-identify himself properly. Am I shayach to these people? Am I shayach to these chaverim? Am I shayach to these type of friends? Could I be their friends? Could I be part of their society? you'll choose in life the neighborhoods that you're going to choose. You're going to live in certain areas. They're going to be kehilas that you're going to want to join. You have to ask yourself this question. Do I fully identify? Am I fully comfortable? Mitzad my ruchnius, mitzad who I am, what I am. To say yes, I am a member of this crowd, of this group, of this kehilah. And if the answer is not absolutely yes, with the confidence, I am proud, and I'll be proud, biznach 120, I'll be proud that part of this kehilah, you stay away from such a kehilah, you stay away from such a group. And the same is about every single friend. You have a chaver. Do you identify, are his ideals your ideals? What he stands for, who he is, what he is that who you are, what you are? If yes, go for it. And if not, escape from it. Be bereach min ha'esh. A crowd, a kvutza, psychologically and physically, the neighborhood where you are, and also who you identify with, who you are and what you are, is crucial. It's not a pele. Light, how light this sunk. And he ended up talking being nichshal. It was b'shegi, but forever in the Torah. This is who he's known as. The person who was nichshal with his daughters. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis. Aloch Perek Vav. Derech Briyosoy Shel Adam. It is the way of the Briya of a person. Liyos Nimshach B'day Oysov U'Bemaasov. To be Nimshach in his attitude, in his Deyos, U'Bemaasov in his actions. Achar Reyov V'Chaveirov. After his reim and his chaverim, noyheg ka'anshe minhag anshe midinosoi. The natural creation of a person, the derech bri of a person is that he'll be nimshach achar his attitudes, his deos, and his maisim, after his reim, his chaverim, and the minhag of his anshe medina. Lefikach, tzorch adam lischaber letzadikim, v'leishiv etzel hachachomim tomid, kidei shiyul mimemaaseihem. V'yisrachek min harishoim ha'holchim b'choyshech kidei shelo yilmoit memaaseyem. Hu sheshloim oymer hoylech es chachomim yechkam. Someone who goes and he settles next to the chachomim, he'll become a chacham. V'roi exilim, and someone who pastures with the exilim, yobroi'a, he'll become bad. V'oymer, and the pasuk says, ashroi ha'ish. The Goymer, what's the pasuk he's referring to? Ashri Yisha Sheloi Halach Batis Rishoyim V'derech Hatoyim Loi Omad U'Mamoshav Leitzim Loi Yoshov Kim Beteras Hashem Chevtsoi V'Sarosu Yehege Yoyimam V'Loyla. Chazal say, brought by Rashi, Mitoich Sheloi Halach Loi Omad Mitoich Sheloi Omad Loi Yoshav. From the fact that he didn't walk with them, he didn't stand with them. Had he walked with them, he would have ended up standing with them, and he would have ended up Yoshav Imoim. He would have ended up sitting with them, becoming one of them. This is the parasha for light. Point out Nochan Nekud in the parasha. Tremendous Musar Aska, Loit, and we should take it for life. Is Yisoidis, and be careful. Nohilech es chachomim yechkam. Remember it. And be smart. Open your own eyes. Look at the world around you. Look at people. You can find people are close to you, people that you know, I'm sure, for both ways. People who become part of one society for good reasons, in Kanai Nahara, look how they grew and they steiged from it. Put themselves in the right kehilas, in the right sviva. And Nebuchadnezzar, you could also find, if you look around, you'll see people who you know over the years. You put themselves in the wrong sviva, the wrong chevra, and what happens to them? It's no secret. And don't ever think, I'll be different. It doesn't work that way. That's what the Rambam gives the Hagdama. Why does the Rambam give this Hagdama? Derech briyosa shel Adam. That's the way nature is. And nature is the chotnasan v'lo yavar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bria. Nature is that a person is influenced by his chevra, by his sviva. A person puts himself physically or psychologically even as part of a certain group, he'll end up acting like that group. And even if it's not b'mezid, it's going to end up being that way b'shoigeg. If a person's comfortable with the wrong chevra, with the wrong social group, he'll end up acting like them. Even all the gedorim and all the siyogim that he's going to do, if he's part of them, he'll be like them. And it goes the opposite for the good also. A person who finds himself not to be spiritually exactly the right person he wants to be, but he identifies himself with the right chevra, he tries his best to be part of that chevra. He'll grow, he'll steig. Maybe I'll share another personal story with you. You could learn from it, it's good. I'll be careful enough, you don't. There's no way you'll be able to ever. He was a bocher. I remember him as a bocher. Who Rav Shiva picked up in 1977 in Los Angeles when he came establishing Yula. I remember how he came. There's a certain restaurant, kosher restaurant, the Milky Way in Beverly Hills. It was the summer that we came. The yeshiva was opening up the September afterwards, We came that summer. She was stepping to the Milky Way, looking for to be able. He thought that there was going to be a certain amount of Talmidim. He came and he found out that it's up to him to create the yeshiva from scratch, basically. So he was putting together Bachram, putting together Talmidim. So he's in the Milky Way, and there was someone working over there as a waiter, working in the kitchen. A bacher, young Fleischige bacher, 18 years old, nice kid. She says, what's a good Jewish boy like you working in a restaurant? He says, yeah, okay, I finished high school, going to UCLA. UCLA is quite laid back, and whatever this guy was doing, most of Los Angeles is quite laid back in that way. Anyway, he's learning half day, studying half day, okay, so he's working half day, okay. She says, good Jewish boy like you should be learning in yeshiva. He says, yeah, I think it's a good idea, Rabbi. Like, of course, a great idea. Okay. Okay, he came to join the yeshiva half a day, and the rest is history. Good boy. Good kid. I mean, I was 10 years younger than him, if not more. If he was 18, Taki, then in 77, then I was 11 years, whatever. Bekitzer, long story short, I remember learning in yeshiva, coming to yeshiva, yeshiva sending to Eretz Yisrael. I went to Itri and Chadera, then that was the American place where guys came to. He steigt the Welt. I remember him coming back to the States, getting married, began working for Parnassa. I remember them visiting my parents, speaking about it. I was a young boy, listening too much to what I maybe shouldn't have been. I remember his wife telling my mother, like with such a passion, just because my husband is working, it doesn't. We're really like, as if my husband, as if my husband's a yeshiva man. You have to work for parnas, but be'etzim, she was like, with the full gishmak and bread. Like, who are we? What are we? My husband's a yeshiva man. It's a yeshiva man who's working. Kazonte. It struck me then. Lemaisa, Parnasa was, Kachabachu blessed him with a nice family. Baruch Hashem, he had a wonderful wife, wonderful children, aber Geld he didn't have. I remember he always was struggling with his job, with that job. He's always busy, and he kept up with Rashiv and I always from afar. Respected him, and I always saw. Forty years or thirty-five, whatever. Kenai Nahara, what the mishpacha that he was zoicha. His children, one after he himself, a fine choshev talmud chacham by now. Each one of his children, choshev ben Torah, choshev bnei Torah, talmid chachamim. Each one is sweeter than the next. Beautiful families established. If I can, in a nutshell, say the yisod where I feel that they were matzniach is this attitude that his wife said. Just because he was working, just because he wasn't in yeshiva, did not mean that he didn't identify himself as being a yeshiva man. And that's why he was zoichet to children, talmid chachamim. That's why he himself was zoichet. Because when you put yourself... Now, he wasn't coming from no great background out there. And it's not that he learned in who knows what yeshivas, and could be he was older than 18 at the time. His age at 18, God says, I'm thinking he's probably more than 18 at the time. Kanai Nor, he's much older today. Makes sense, he was probably even older back then when he began going to yeshiva for Bechlal for the first time. But there was a decision. Who am I? What am I? And now the decision of the self, the self-identity, self-definition, being part, even psychologically, of a certain group, of a certain crowd, that brought to him tremendous growth. I'm sure he and his wife grew in their own ways, steig der Welt. The way I can measure it, looking from afar, is yes, I can point to the kids. Down the road, what happened to his children? How they ended up being? What chevre? Who are you part of? Who? And really, ultimately, the question boils down, how do you define yourself? Who am I? Very basic question. Let's stop here. Shalom.